listener production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. The Toowoomba Council needs $118 million of federal funding to complete the Cressbrook Dam safety upgrade. If they can't, ratepayers could foot the bill. News Corp reports the council has made it their sole item on the upcoming budget wish list and launched an advocacy campaign to deliver the $270 million project by October 2025. The upgrades won't increase the capacity of the dam, but will ensure it can withstand a 1 in 800,000 year event. We can reveal Toowoomba has recorded 900 break-ins across the past 6 months. It comes after police charged a Wilsonton Heights man over a spate of property-related offences in Harristown, Newton and Oakey, as well as Kearney Springs and Toowoomba East. Police allege the 40-year-old got away with tools and a car and have charged him with 11 counts of entering a premise by break. If you're reaching for your jumper this morning, you won't be the only one with a cold front sweeping the Darling Downs. The Bureau of Meteorology says a high off the south coast of Australia is sending cold and dry winds our way. Meteorologist Patch Clapp says temps will drop to around the 10 degree mark.
We're finally seeing some cooler, drier air clear out some of that generally more humid conditions that have hung around for so much of the summer months and the early parts of autumn.
And we've been given a timely reminder of the laws around sharing the road safely with heavy vehicles. This year, the We All Need Space initiative is focusing on buses after Queensland recorded 3 fatalities involving a car and bus in 2023. The National Heavy Vehicle Regulators, Michelle Taylor, says motorists need to be better educated.
They need to give trucks and buses more distance when driving near them. And these vehicles often have blind spots. So if you're lingering too closely behind a heavy vehicle, they may not be able to see you. They also need more than one lane to turn safely.